SaveByThiscan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Back here to Eastwood Field, Niles, Ohio. Joe Putnam along with you, and right-hander Zach Norris taking his warm-up pitches. Norris making his first start in the MLB Draft League. He pitched the last two collegiate seasons and three of the last four at the University of Texas Arlington. This past spring for the Mavericks, he was 6-6 with a 6.03 ERA, was part of the starting rotation, made 14 appearances, all of them in a starting role, including a complete game. In 71 and two-thirds innings, he allowed 54 runs, 48 earned, 86 hits against him in those 71 and two-thirds, but a 69 strikeout to 15 walk ratio. He only hit eight batters as well. It's a tremendous ratio. The only thing that may be a drawback is he did allow 14 home runs in his time at Texas Arlington, or one per start. He also spent time with Brazos Valley in the Texas Collegiate League last summer, where he made six appearances, five starts, 23 and a third innings there, nine runs, seven earned, 19 strikeouts to nine walks. Caleb Hill, Cooper Haxton, Grant Norris, the upper third of the order for the Spikes, Austin Ball, Josh Spiegel, Cam Buford in the 4-5-6 spots, and that is a robust middle of the order, and Will Jewell, TJ Pound, and Knox Preston rounding it out for the Spikes, who are wearing their red jerseys tonight after the Navy Blues did not work out so well for them last night. State College across the front in light gold. Light gold numerals outlined in blue on the back. The gray pants, the navy blue caps with a deer head on the front. And the first pitch tonight is swung on and fouled at the plate by Caleb Hill. First pitch tonight, it's 7:04. We actually get started a little bit early this evening. And the America's Carpet Outlet first pitch is brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Breaking ball for a strike, actually a changeup there, dips down low at 82 miles per hour. So 0-2 count to Hill and the pitch upstairs for a ball. Caleb 1-for-4 with an RBI and a pair of runs scored last night. Out of UTSA, so both from University of Texas branch campuses, but different conferences, as the 1-2 is popped up, left side, foul territory. Rivera, the catcher, to the warning track, and just beside the entrance of the Spikes dugout, he makes the catch for the first out. It is Matt Rivera doing the catching tonight. He is the other catcher on the Mahoning Valley roster after Dre Dirksen had those duties last night. Chang Young Lee is at first. Jake Sukata is at second. Jake Allgaier is at shortstop. Drew Horbach is the third baseman. The outfield, Blake McRae in left. Graylin Holmes in center. And Kota Suzuki in right. And Cooper Hecht swings to the first pitch here. Grounds it on to Sukata at second. Throw on to first in time. And that is the second out of the frame. Cooper was the DH last night, went 0 for 2, but did reach on a walk. He also had one of the three stolen bases for the Spikes, 3 for 4 on the base paths. Grant Norris went 2 for 3 with an RBI single. He also scored a run as part of the ninth inning flurry the Spikes had. They were down big. It was 16-3 going to the ninth, but they didn't give up. 5 runs in that inning, and now a check swing. Bouncer left side charging in. Holderbach, third baseman, throw across the diamond in time. And the Spikes go down in order in the top of the first. Philip Bryant will get the ball for his first outing as a Spike when we come back for the bottom of the first inning here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Philip Bryant, right-hander out of Little Rock, Arkansas, gets the ball for the Spikes here in the bottom of the first inning. And Bryant out of Grambling State University, where he was teammates with Cam Buford, 6 foot, 190 pounds. He is 23 years of age. And Bryant at Grambling State this past spring made 17 appearances, 11 starts, a 5-3 record. The ERA, 8.74, but some relief outings factoring into that. Shorter outings, more runs. Save to his credit, and in 57 and two-thirds innings, he did strike out 43 batters. Played for Kelowna in the West Coast League last summer and went 1-0 with a 0 ERA in six outings there, 13 and two-thirds innings, 21 strikeouts to 9 walks there. It'll be Jake Allgaier, Blake McRae, and Kota Suzuki to lead things off for the Scrappers here in the bottom of the first inning, wearing their Star Wars jerseys tonight. And Bryant's first pitch of the evening outside for a ball. Knox Preston doing the catching for the Spikes. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the first. Spikes went down in order in the top half. Allgaier, a switch hitter by trade, shortstop out of Southern Illinois University, and the pitch is low for ball two. He was the number eight hitter last night, went 2 for 4 with a double. He scored 3 runs. He knocked in a pair. And again, the big inning was how Mahoning Valley took control of the game. It was a 2-2 tie going into the bottom of the fifth, but 2 runs there, and then the grand slam by Kota Suzuki in the sixth inning, followed by 4 more runs each in the seventh and the eighth. And the pitch is outside a ball, 3-0. Bryant going strictly from the stretch. And the pitch. Fastball just off the plate outside, ball four. Now Blake McCray, the batter, and McCray, left fielder out of Eastern Michigan University, back in the number two spot in the Mahoning Valley order tonight. He went 2-for-4, knocked in 2 runs, scored 2, drew 2 walks last night. Into the right-handed batter's box, McCray. 23 years of age, 6'1", 205 pounds, a throw on to first, and diving back in is Allgaier. Austin Ball at first base for the Spikes. T.J. Pound at second base. Grant Norris at short. Cam Buford at third. The pitch in tight for a ball. 1-0. Caleb Hill is in left field for State College. Cooper Hext in center. Will Jewell is in right. Bryant comes set and the pitch. And that is swung on. Bounce to the left side. Taken by Norris on the backhand. Throw to second for one on the first. Double play. 6-4-3. Now that can really turn around an inning, and it did for Phillip Bryant. First 5 pitches outside the zone, but a 6-4-3 double play. And now the bases are empty with 2 down. The first double play turned by the Spikes in the second half. And Grant Norris, of course, was a shortstop for much of this spring with the Penn State Nittany Lions at Medler Field at LeBron O Park. He was the third baseman last night. We've seen him there for PSU as well, but is a shortstop tonight and ably turned that along with Pound and Ball. Here's Kota Suzuki now at 5 RBIs yesterday, 4 of them on a grand slam homer to right field in the 6th inning, and that was the key hit in the ball game. Mahoning Valley stretched the lead out even more, but that took a 4-2 game, made it 8-2, and really it was just a matter of getting to the finish. Spikes did finish strong in the game, 5 runs in the 9th inning, but when you're already trailing by a baker's dozen, it's a tough row to hoe. And that pitch is strike on the outer edge, 0-2 to Suzuki, a 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Bryant. And now the pitch, that is just outside, ball one. Classic 0-2 pitch, fastball just off the zone, outside, trying to get a chase. But now with a 1-2 count, Bryant working off the first base side of the slab, sets and delivers. That is well outside, and Suzuki again does not go after it. 2-2 the count. Kota Suzuki, originally from Nagoya, Japan, but did play college ball at Hawaii Pacific University. Suzuki with a .415 batting average this spring. He only had 1 homer, but he knocked in 25 runs in 50 games. 8 doubles, 3 triples. Chops this one on to second. Pound takes it cleanly. Throw to first in time. The inning is over. Nothing across for the Scrappers. In the bottom of the first, we go to the second, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Into the second inning, Austin Ball leading it off for the Spikes. His first swing in a State College uniform resulted in a solo homer to the Mahoning Valley bullpen in right field last night. He knocked in a total of three runs, made a big splash, very humble about it, on social media after the game last night as the pitch a strike on the inside corner. Said the credit goes to a higher power as the 0-1 from Norris comes in, swinging a foul tip back to the netting. 0-2 the count. Ball to be followed by Josh Spiegel and Cam Buford. 4, 5, 6 hitters in the order. Again, Will Jewell, T.J. Pound, and Knox Preston will round out the order for the Spikes tonight. And the 0-2 way upstairs. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-2 the count. And again, the somewhat cooler weather that we've experienced here into tonight as well. Only 80 degrees at game time as the pitch popped up foul behind home plate. Ball ran it out. That one tumbles into the seats four rows deep behind the net. Still 1-2 to Ball. The temperatures will probably dip down into the 60s once the sun goes down here. Still plenty of sunshine. Lights are not on here at Eastwood Field at the moment. It's because really the only shadows we're getting right now are from the light standards. And where else? And it's clear blue skies, not a cloud to be seen. 1-2 to Ball. Swing and a miss. Strike three on the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. First strikeout of the night for Zach Norris. One down here on the top of the second. And now Josh Spiegel to the plate. Greensburg native. 24 years of age, 6'2", 212 pounds. He started his collegiate career at Oklahoma State and then 3 years of a redoubtable career at Penn State. Finished his collegiate career this past spring at Pitt, but did play at Medler Field at LeBron O. Park. And now will be playing for the rest of the summer with the Spikes, former teammate Grant Norris, and maybe some other familiar names to be joining the Spikes here soon. He takes a breaking ball low for ball one. Next offering, another curveball swung on and missed. 1-1 now to Spiegel, who was outstanding this past spring at Pitt. Spiegel with 8 homers, 31 RBIs in 31 games. He hit .362 on base at a .427 clip, and he fouls it off first base side here. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 2022 with Penn State, 17 doubles, 10 homers, 43 runs knocked in. And that pitch laced foul third base side. Takes a sharp hop before going into the wall, separating the crowd from the field. And third base umpire Jason Schneider went with the underhand toss, but it was a little had a little more mustard than a toss, but man had the glove and made a nice snag. 1-2 to Spiegel. And the pitch, upstairs a ball, 93 on the fastball there, the high watermark so far for any member of the Mahoning Valley staff, 2-2 the count. Last summer, Josh with Bristol in the New England Collegiate League, also spent time with Fond du Lac in the Northwoods League in previous summer ball experience, and this pitch fouled back over the netting into the crowd, 2-2. Scoreless in the top of the second here. Again, the second game of a 4-game series to open up the second half for both teams. Then there'll be an off day on Monday before the Spikes are back home with a new-look roster, some familiar faces. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the Frederick Keys coming into Medler Field at LeBron O. Park. 6:35 games Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday, a 12:05 start, the only scheduled day game of the season for the Spikes at home, as a 3-2 breaking ball upstairs, ball four. And Norris, I think, a little peeved at that one. He was hoping that would drop into the zone. He went with the breaking ball again, but it stayed high. And he said, that's on me. So the first walk issued in the game by Norris. And the first base runner for the Spikes is Cam Buford steps in. And Buford coming off appearing in his second consecutive HBCU Swingman Classic at the MLB All-Star Festivities this year down in Arlington, Texas. Buford actually received the T-Mobile Impact Award down there, and I asked him if he still had it, but they have to go through the process there to actually get the award he's allowed to keep out to him, but it will be on its way. And what a great young man Cam is, and what a great ball player as well. Spike's fortunate to have him back as pitch high for a nicks the corner for a strike, a throw down to first, but Spiegel is back in time. Buford in the first half of the MLB Draft League season played in just four games, but he knocked in a pair of runs, knocked in two runs, stole two bases, collected a double, and this time he sends it high and deep to right center, but this will stay in the yard as coming over is Suzuki, the right fielder, to put it away, and Spiegel returns to first, two gone. Cam, of course, by the way, the all-time home run leader in Grambling State history with 46 of them in his 4 years with the Tigers. Now Will Jewell, the batter. And Jewell, the left-handed hitting right fielder out of Houston Christian, where he was a collegiate teammate of Samuel Benjamin, who's shown for the Spikes in the first half of this MLB Draft League season. Jewell, 2-for-4 with a double, hit by a pitch last night. He also stole a base. And this one is in for a strike. Fastball at 91 over the inner half. Jewell, 6-foot, 205 pounds. He is just turned 24 years old. His 24th birthday is actually on Wednesday, so belated happy birthday to Will. 0-1. Check swing, pitch down and away, 1-1 the count. There have been some other recent birthdays for the Spikes, his second half squad. T.J. Pound turned 22 last Friday. And last Thursday, Austin Rocaforte turned 24 years old, so belated birthdays to them all. As the 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. Fastball tied him up inside. 1-2. Looks like we won't have any more Spikes players celebrating birthday until Philip Bryant on August 22nd. Which is a great time of year to celebrate a birthday, I must say. The 1-2 pitch is high. Taking off his Spiegel. Bouncing throw to second, but the tag applied in time and the inning is over. Nothing across for the Spikes in the top of the seventh, though they do get their first base runner. And at the end of an inning and a half, still scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Bottom half of the second inning, Philip Bryant back on the mound to face Chang-Yong Lee, Graylin Holmes, and Drew Holderbach. 4-5-6 hitters in the Mahoning Valley lineup. Each team has set the minimum to the plate so far. One walk, but those runners erased from the base paths. And here is Chang-Yong Lee, a native of Seoul, South Korea. Coming to the MLB Draft League from the Samsung Lions of the KBO, the Korean Baseball Organization, and representatives of the KBO here in Mahoning Valley this week. And Lee swings at this one and sends it a long way to left field. Back and leaping at the wall is Hill. He won't be able to get this. It tumbles into the Spikes bullpen for a solo homer. The distance horizontally on that one was 349 feet, but it left the yard at a 38-degree angle. It may have gone 349 feet high as well. A high arcing solo shot to left field. And Chen Yong Lee puts the scrappers on the board here in the bottom of the second. 1-0 Mahoning Valley. His first home run in the MLB Draft League. And now Draylen Holmes the batter. And Holmes, the right-handed hitting center fielder, swings with the first pitch, bounces it foul over the outstretched hand of Mike DeFelice, the hitting coach manning first base. Quentin Holmes, assistant coach for the Scrappers, coaching at first. Quentin McCracken, of course, the manager for Mahoning Valley. And Ron Mayhay, after a two-season stint as pitching coach in 2021 and 22, back here with the Scrappers as the pitching coach in 2024. 0-1 down and in. One ball, one strike to Holmes. Last night, he was 2-for-5 at the plate. Two singles, two runs scored. And the pitch, that is swung on, center of the air, right center field. Hexton for it, the center fielder puts it away, and there's one gone. Here's Drew Holderbach now. Third baseman is 1-for-3 on the season, although he scored three runs last night. He reached base three times, a single, a time hit by pitch, and a walk. He knocked in a run with his walk, which came with the bases loaded in the eighth inning. Standing in the right-handed batter's box, first pitch from Bryant to Holderbach, a strike. Breaking ball over the lower portion of the plate. 0-1 the count. Holderbach out of Appalachian State. A native of Fairfield, Ohio, 6 foot, 190 pounds. Bryant goes 6 foot, 190 as well. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Went breaking ball again, a slider this time, and just missed. And we'll probably see a few more hurlers follow Bryant on the mound tonight as we did last night. The 1-1 to Holderbach fouled back to the screen. Last night, Brandon Burgert, who will be likely entering the starting rotation for the Spikes. He went three innings. He's, of course, adjusting from going 1-2 innings during his time with the Spikes and Mahoning Valley Scrappers way early on in the MLB Draft League season to becoming a starter once again. The 1-2 liner back through the box and into center field. Bryant got out of the way successfully. 84 off the bat, but didn't hit anybody. And Holderbach does collect the second hit of the night for the Scrappers. A one-out single will bring Jake Sakuda to the plate. And Sakuda, out of the University of Hawaii, a native of Aiea, Hawaii. Now in the left-handed batter's box, and the pitch called a strike over the outer edge. Who actually started his collegiate career at the University of Portland in the West Coast Conference before playing his fifth year at Hawaii. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. But with the Rainbow Warriors this year, hit .337, a .439 on base percentage. Throw to first, and ball kneeling down to take the throw. Put the tag on Holderbach. He was back safely. Five doubles, two homers, 38 RBIs in 48 games for Sakuda at Hawaii. And the 1-1. Check swing. Pitch a strike on the outer edge. 1-2. With the Pilots of Portland, he collected 65 RBIs the previous three seasons. 66 for his Portland career. He had his season, as were so many others across the nation, cut short in 2020 with the onset of COVID-19. 1-2. That's fouled back to the screen. Played eight games then, but then bulk of his college career. He also played in the West Coast League each of the last two summers for the Ridgefield Raptors. Last year at Ridgefield, 350 batting average, a 453 on base percentage, 11 doubles, 32 RBIs, throw on to first. Holderbach is back again. Well, Bryant's shown a strong throw to first base. As a right-hander, it's so tough to really develop a great pickoff move, but you can definitely hold runners on. Bryant doing that. 1-2. Pitch. Outside ball two. Mahoning Valley did not attempt to steal at all last night. Of course, they broke the game open midway through, and with as lopsided a margin as it was in the late innings, it really wasn't worth the risk to steal. But now the 2-2, bouncer to the right side and into right field. Around second is Holderbach, going to test the arm of Jewell, throw to third, not in time, and Sukuda moves up to second on the throw. It'll be a single for Sukuda. And now runners at second and third with one out. And Matt Rivera, the Mahoning Valley catcher, coming to the plate. Rivera did not play in last night's game, making his debut out of Barton College down in Florida, Division II school, but a native of Egg Harbor City, New Jersey. 6'3", 220 pounds. He is 24 years of age. Now facing Bryant, righty-righty matchup here. A first pitch strike. Breaking ball on the inner half of the plate. First base open, one gone. Isaac Williams, the DH, and number nine hitter on deck. A one down and in. One ball and one strike. 1-0 Mahoning Valley already on Chen Young Lee's solo homer to start this bottom of the second. Set by Bryant at the letters. The pitch swung on and missed with a fastball. Did get a piece of it, but it went straight to Knox Preston's mitt, and it's a 1-2 count. Bryant trying to get out of a jam, of course. His first five pitches in the first inning outside the zone, but then he elicited a double play ball and sailed through the inning successfully as the 1-2 breaking ball called strike three at the knees, and that's on point. According to TrackMan, the strikeout is the first for Philip Bryant as a State College Spike. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Two down, and here's Isaac Williams, the DH, and that strikeout was one Philip Bryant sorely needed. Williams in the right-handed box, first pitch to him, and it deflects away from Preston's glove all the way to the screen behind the plate. Coming in to score is Holderbach. Sukuda moves up to third. It's 2-0 Mahoning Valley. I'm not quite sure Knox Preston ever saw that pitch because the way it deflected off of him and sailed to the backstop, He was almost fighting it there, and he and Bryant in discussion right now at home plate. A little bit of a cross up, a little bit in with the sun now setting here. Now, it's not directly in his eyes, obviously, but still setting to his left. Just the combination of those two. Knox is going to be charged with a passed ball, and, I mean, it hit his mitt, and it was in the midst of the zone. I'm not sure he ever saw it, though. So as it stands right now, that'll be an unearned run. The 1-0 pitch to Williams, called strike with a breaking ball in the inner half. Pass balls for the purposes of calculating earned runs are the same as errors. They're thrown out. A wild pitch, though, is just the same as a base hit or a walk or a hit batsman. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chase the breaking ball well outside, and it's 1-2. You can tell there's a difference from when a catcher is batting at the ball with his mitt rather than just trying to catch it. But Moving on to the next chapter, the 1-2. Bouncer up the middle, charging in Norris. Shortstop, double clutches, but the throw on the run to first in time. And the inning is over. So the solo homer by Cheng Young Lee and the passed ball to bring in an unearned run. It's a two-run inning for the Scrappers. Three hits, a runner left, end of two. And 2-0 is the Scrapper lead here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Jewel leading off the third inning for the Spikes will be followed by T.J. Pound and Knox Preston as Mahoning Valley holds a 2-0 lead here. Zach Norris into his third inning of work, delivers. Breaking ball and a called strike over the outer edge. Rolling in the curveball that time. Now the 0-1 to Jewell. Popped up. First base side. Foul territory. Catcher Matt Rivera has the mask off, and he drops it. He reached out for it just shy of where the grass meets the warning track, and he dropped it. And we'll see on that one. Now, a play like that, if it's a drop catch, it can be ruled an error, and it is. Now, Jewell still may be out, but it prolongs the time at bat, and the ruling has to be made at that time, so it is an error on the drop pop-up in foul territory, and an 0-2 count to Jewell with a reprieve. He takes ball one high and away. So that's the first error of the second half for the Scrappers. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So it is a strikeout. Jewell does not reach base, but again, the error assessed because it prolongs the time at bat. Second strikeout for Norris, one gone in the top of the third, and here is T.J. Pound. Pound, who has spent time at Incarnate Word, at Dallas College Richland, at Grayson College, a native of Burleson, Texas. And he was the number two batter in the order last night, 1-for-4 with a two-run single in that Spikes flurry in the ninth. Also walked once. Takes ball one, low and away with a curveball. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, and a powerful swing by Pound. The elbow pad knocked loose, and he'll just pick it up and toss it over towards the Spikes dugout. He's going to go without it now. 1-1 the count. 92-mile-an-hour fastball on the last pitch from Norris, who has thrown 32 pitches to this point, 22 of them for strikes. A 1-1. Fastball ruled upstairs. 2-1 the count. It was above the letters of the jersey, I suppose. And the pitch, breaking ball, that drops in for a strike. The curveball once again from Norris. Lights are now on all the way around here at Eastwood Field, but still not quite needed as of yet. It'll just make the transition as the sun sets a little bit easier. The 2-2 bounces in, gets away from Rivera, but nobody on, so it's simply ball three. Tree line behind the ballpark, lit up well by the sunshine tonight, and still not a cloud in the sky. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch to T.J. Pound. And it's lined in the left center field, a base hit. First hit of the night for the Spikes, and Pound, the man to record it with a one-out single. So now Pound on base for Knox Preston. And Knox really impressive in his time in the MLB Draft League's first half. Stepping into the right-handed batter's box. Knox last night did check into the game late, got two at-bats, went one for two, and scored a run. Had a 470 on-base percentage in the first half of the MLB Draft League season as the first pitch fouled away first base side. Also showed some great speed and great awareness on the base pass. Preston was 3 for 3 in stolen base attempts, including a steal of home. He's not the fastest out there, but he's very aware. He picked his spots very well. T.J. Pound leading off first. The 0-1 to Preston swung on. Foul tipped into the mitt. 0-2. Caleb Hill, the leadoff man, is on deck here. Spikes trailing 2-0 in the top of the third inning. Preston out of St. Louis University windmills the bat, readies, and the 0-2 pitch. High and away, ball one. Tim Battle Jr., the Spikes manager, wanting to continue the aggression here in the second half on the base pass. We'll see on the 1-2 count. Nope, Pound stays put, and the pitch is fouled off the plate. And they push the issue with Josh Spiegel taking off back in the second, but caught stealing to end the inning. But that's the thing. Spikes, Tim Battle wants maximum pressure on the catchers. And it doesn't matter who's stealing. If you feel that pressure as a catcher, throw might go awry. If you feel it all the time, put that pressure on. You can get extra bases, extra runs out of it. One ball and two strikes. Norris to the plate. And Preston swings and fouls it down the right field line, tailing towards and over the roof of the building in which both clubhouses are located here at Eastwood Field. Both teams entering from the right field corner, going to their respective dugouts. Spikes on the third base side, Scrappers on the first base side, and then Spikes' bullpen is located beyond the left field wall. Scrappers' bullpen located beyond the right field wall. 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Rivera. No movement by Pound. Two balls and two strikes. And again, it's a four-foot-high fence in front of each bullpen. Jumps up to 8 feet high in height the rest of the way around. 330 feet down the lines, 405 to dead center, 375 to the power alleys in left and right center. 2-2. And Preston fouls it off again down the first base side. Well, knocks Preston staying alive in the at-bat. Eighth pitch of this at-bat coming up. With the leadoff man, Caleb Hill, on deck. The set, the pitch, there goes the runner, and it's fouled away again behind home as Pound dives headfirst into second, but immediately picks himself back up and heads back to first. Ninth pitch of the at-bat. Scrappers in their Boba Fett jerseys for their Star Wars night here, but still wearing their standard white pants and the maroon caps with the logo on the front. And this one sent deep to right center field, and it's going to go all the way to the warning track. On his way to third is Pound. Tim Battle will hold him up there, and Knox Preston on the ninth pitch of the at-bat sends it into the right field, right center field gap, 96 miles an hour off the bat. For a one-out double, and now two runners aboard, and the go-ahead run is at the plate in the person of Caleb Hill. Hill fouled out to the catcher Rivera back in the first inning. the corners will move up for the Scrappers. Middle infield still playing back. Second and third, one out. Holderbach is at third, even with the bag at third. Lee, even with the bag at first. Norris getting the sign from Rivera, now steps off the slab. Wants to go back over the signs here. So the single by Pound. Preston fighting his way to a double. And the first pitch to Hill swung on and fouled at the plate. Strike one to Hill. For Knox Preston, that is his first double of the second half after notching one in the first half. Full windup for Norris on the 0-1, and the pitch foul tipped into the mitt. 0-2. Second and third, one gone, the pitch. Fastball way upstairs, Hill lays off. Caleb out of UTSA. And the 1-2, check swing, did he go? Appeal down to third, he did not, says Jason Schneider. The breaking ball was in the dirt. And now it's 2-2. Hill, an all-conference performer in Conference USA at UTSA. Now the 2-2 count on him. Left-handed hitter, righty on the mound. Norris delivers. And a sharp grounder foul down the first baseline. Jared Brown, Spike's pitching coach, gave it an offer. He, of course, is filling in at first. Darnell Sweeney on his way to the Philadelphia Phillies organization. We wish the best to Darnell. There'll be a replacement named for him soon. But in the meantime, Jared, I'm going to come out of the dugout, fill in the role at first. And the 2-2. Fastball and a called strike three on the inside corner. Well placed by Zach Norris. His third strikeout of the night. Runners remain at second and third. Now two outs for Cooper Hext. Hext swung at the first pitch last time up. Bounced out to second out of McNeese State. Was an all-defensive team performer in the Southland Conference. All-Louisiana honorable mention as well. And the pitch, a breaking ball low. Hex lays off. Ball one. 314 led the way for the Cowboys in batting average. 75 hits, 26 of them for extra bases, 11 doubles, 7 triples, 8 homers in 59 games. And he played every single game on the McNeese State schedule. Started all of them, too. 34 RBIs. The 1-0 bounced on to first, slow roller, but Lee able to gather it in, hustle to first, steps on the bag, and the inning is over. Now the Spikes threaten in the third, but no runs on two hits. There was one error, two runners left on base. At the end of two and a half, still Mahoning Valley 2, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 2-0 Mahoning Valley as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Philip Bryant back on the mound for the Spikes. Only one of the two runs allowed in the second inning earned on his part. And the first pitch to the leadoff man in the order, Jake Allgaier, a breaking ball low and away. Bryant walked Allgaier on four pitches back in the first inning, but then Allgaier erased on a double play. And the 1-0, that is low, ball two. Allgaier out of Southern Illinois University down in Carbondale. 6 foot, 200 pounds, 22 years of age. And a switch hitter staying as a lefty here so far. 2-0. That is low, ball three. Last night did see one lefty for the Spikes in Jackie Robinson, the Austin Peay product. Brandon Burgert, Peter Austinson, and Nick Palumbo, the other pitchers. Austinson tagged for the loss. Well, there will be other days for Peter and the rest of the Spikes. As the 3-0 pitch comes in, there's a strike up high in the zone, 3-1. Bryant, a starter at Grambling, but again working his way back after not seeing game action in between the end of the college season and the start of this second half. Here's a sharp grounder to short. Diving play by Norris comes up throwing, but this won't be in time. Grant did his very best there. Just a great effort to make a stop on the play, much less get a throw away. It'll be an infield single for Allgaier, however. And here's Blake McCray, the left fielder. He bounced into the 6-4-3 double play last time up. And McCray will step into the right-handed batter's box. That last ball, even though it was 93 miles an hour off the bat, I'd argue it was hit too slow for Norris to do anything. And the pitch inside as McCray showed bunt. Drew it back, and Knox Preston saw the ball tumble out of his mitt, but he scrambled back on top of it very quickly. So it's just ball one. Allgaier at first. See if McCray offers bunt again. Set by Bryant. Quick throw to first. Tag apply, but not in time. And something Austin Ball's been very good at here in the first two nights. Quick tags off pickoff throws. The 1-0. And McCray does show bunt again, but the pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. Cam Buford playing up on the grass at third, playing for the bunt. Another quick throw to first, tag applied, not in time, says Nathan Hoverston. Two balls, no strikes. McCray stepped out for a moment, now back into the right-handed batter's box. Bryant out of the stretch, delivers. And this is swung on, but popped up foul. First base side, it'll fade into the picnic area, which is filled up once again tonight here. Again, last night was a record-setting crowd here at Eastwood Field. Tonight's crowd is very good. It will not be a record, but still a decent one. I actually ran into Scrappers president Jordan Taylor just outside the broadcast booth just a moment ago, and things are going all right for the Mahoning Valley Scrappers as the 2-1 comes in, a fastball outside, 3-1 the count. Of course, we'll be here the rest of this weekend. Tomorrow, another 7:05 p.m. game between the Spikes and Scrappers here, and then a 2:05 p.m. matinee to complete the series. There goes the runner on the 3-1, chopped to the left side, in the left field. Dashing for third is Allgaier, and he'll make it easily. The throw will go to second. It deflects off the mitt of T.J. Pound, but Austin Ball there to back it up. Back-to-back singles to start off the bottom of the third for the Scrappers, and runners at the corners as Allgaier was in motion. And Kota Suzuki went five RBIs last night, grounded out to second base his first time up, but he steps in with a runner in scoring position here. His club already leading 2-0. We're in the bottom of the third inning here in Niles. And Bryant set at the letters. Filt to the plate. That is lifted foul left side, and that'll go to the top row of the bleacher section. Fan, I think a Yankee road jersey, tried to make the play and unfortunately could not come up with it. I guess that is a Yankee road jersey. Oh, man. Oh, and won the count. Jared would like that. Pitch. That's a strike. Fastball on the inside corner, 0-2 to the lefty Suzuki. Suzuki, the only true left-handed hitter in the starting lineup tonight for Quentin McCracken. Jake Allgaier is a switch hitter. And Zach Ketterman, the other lefty, is on the bench to start the game. The 0-2 lifted foul, third base side. McCray took off from first on the play, but he will head back. And the count remains 0-2. Spikes with 10 pitchers to begin the second half, but more will be on the way. And there's a throw to first. No tag applied this time. That's just to keep McCray close. And Philip Bryant keeping an eye on the runner here on the 0-2 pitch after seeing him take off. Last offering delivers this one. A fastball off the plate outside. Suzuki would not chase. Buford playing back at third. Ball holding the runner on at first. Middle infield at double play depth, having already turned one tonight. Or turned two once, if you prefer. And the 1-2 tapped off the plate, but goes foul first base side, and that's probably the best outcome for everybody. Allgaier hustled in from third, seeing if he could score on the play, but the ball was foul. He'll get kudos from Mike DeFelice as he returns to third just for playing that out. Didn't stop playing till he was told to by the umpires. One ball and two strikes. Bryant sets the pitch. Chopper to third, charging in Buford. Throw to the plate. Tag applied by Preston, and he's out. Perfectly executed by Cam Buford. Made sure he had the ball stabilized. Fired a throw on target. And Allgaier put out 5-2 at home. McCray moves up to second. Suzuki at first on the fielder's choice. But one gone, and it's still a 2-0 game thanks to Cam Buford. Now Chan Yong Lee went deep to the Spikes bullpen in left field last time up. A 349-foot homer in horizontal distance might have been the same vertical. It was a high riser that kept carrying all the way over the wall, and Caleb Hill did his best leap at the wall to try and steal it away, and with that wall being so short, just 4 feet high in front of the bullpen, he might have had a chance. You have more of a chance as an outfielder to rob one because of that. You can lean over a little more even. First pitch strike to Lee. Now the 0-1 swung on and missed. Fastball low, and Lee chased it. Well, Chan Young Lee went deep his first time up. I think he's looking for more of the same. Trying to more than double this lead. First and second, one gone. Bryant sets, delivers. And the 0-2, a breaking ball low. Lee does not go after this one. It's ball one. Ramada out of town scoreboard. MLB Draft League games underway in Trenton and Williamsport as well. Day two of the MLB Draft League second half schedule for all six teams, as the 1-2 fouled away into the right side. Of course, it ended up being three lopsided games last night. West Virginia broke it open late against Trenton. Williamsport took a big lead early and essentially coasted home. Second half champions, though, the first half champions, the Williamsport Crosscutters, are in a tight one tonight. 4-4, bottom of the third against the Frederick Keys. 1-2 pitch to Lee. Fastball just off the plate outside, and Preston came up looking to throw, maybe trying to backpick on Suzuki, but Suzuki was back. The pitch was outside. It's a 2-2 count to Lee. McCray leads off second. And the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Juggled by Preston. Taking off for third is McCray. The throw to third, not in time. It was a little bit high and wide as well. Cam Buford was able to snag it. But McCray, and I think that'll go as a wild pitch, because I don't believe that Blake McCray took off until that ball hit the dirt. Mike DeFelice, I think, is asking him what his thought process was there. Suzuki remains at first, but now it's a full count, and it will be ruled a wild pitch. Again, he didn't take off until the ball had hit the dirt. That makes it a wild pitch. Count is full. And there goes the runner from first. Chopper to third, taken by Buford, and he won't have time to throw to first this time. Or to home, rather. He'll throw to first instead. A low throw, but it's gathered in by ball in time. It'll be an RBI ground out for Chang Yun Lee. His second run knocked in tonight. As McCray scores, Suzuki up to second. And it's a 3-0 lead for the Scrappers. Again, Cam Buford threw a runner out of the plate already in this inning. He was looking there again to see if he could get Blake McCray, but by the time, because he had to leap up for that ball, by the time he came back down to earth, there's just no way he could do it, so he went across the diamond. That was the smart move. Here's Draylen Holmes now, center fielder, flying out to his opposite number in center, Cooper Hext, his first time up. Breaking ball for a strike, a slider over the inside corner. Bryant looking to second, and now the ball fake there. And again, there is not the same rules for mound disengagement or even pitch timers you might see in Major League, the Major League rule book. We do use the Major League size bases here in the MLB Draft League, though. Pitch outs as a strike rather. Next, the outer edge, 0-2. Set by Bryant. Pitch. Fades outside. Holmes did not chase. One ball and two strikes. Three nothing Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the third inning. Bryant takes a look at second. 1-2 pitch. That's in the dirt. Blocked by Preston. Knocks that time. Looked like he had a tough time coming up with it, but I wonder if that was a little bit of play acting on his part. He may have wanted Suzuki to try to take off for third. Knox is a veteran back behind the plate. He's picked up some tricks over the years. Two balls, two strikes. The set, the pitch. That's fouled away, first base side. Count remains the same. And Knox Preston is a guy now in the first half of the year. For some catchers, the coaches will help them. You know, for Max Bushyhead, who's never called pitches before ever on his own, he gets a little help from the dugout. But Knox Preston, Jared Brown and his coaching staff fully entrust him to go through the pitches with the hurler. Is that one a high breaking ball? Check swing, appeal down to first. Nathan Hoverston says yes, he went around. Strike three on Draylen Holmes. And that is the second strikeout of the night for Philip Bryan. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Fit for Play offers fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Visit mountnittany.org/fitforplay. One run on two hits. There's a runner left on base, and at the end of three complete, it's Mahoning Valley 3, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes games have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Loblano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the fourth inning, Grant Norris leading it off for the Spikes here, facing Zach Norris. So Norris v. Norris. First pitch fastballs up high for a ball. Grant rounded out to third in his first at-bat of the night. Penn State product, a native of Somerset, PA. So pretty much a hometown club here in the MLB Draft League for Norris. A great situation for everybody involved. Great to see he and Josh Spiegel as teammates again, and could be seeing even more familiar names here. I was talking with Grant before the game last night. Just wants to keep on playing in this game he loves, and MLB Draft League, an opportunity for him. Of course, starting his professional career along the way. Players in the second half are paid. As the 2-1 comes in, fastball outside, 3-1 to Norris. 3-0 Mahoning Valley here in the top of the fourth, but Grant just excited to come back. And by the way, we were talking about Tuesday Dollar Dog Nights being such a big hit during Penn State baseball season. Well, it's coming back at the regular season home finale on September the 3rd. The first 2,000 dogs slated to be a buck apiece. Dollar Dog Night at Mettler Field at Loblano Park. The tradition continues. Payoff pitch to Norris, popped up foul behind home, but that'll fade out of play. And the count remains full. Five hits for the Scrappers, two for the Spikes. The lone error belongs to Mahoning Valley. It was actually a dropped foul pop-up. So it did not affect the scoring in this one. Solo homer for Chen Yong Lee, who also drove in another run with a ground out. And Norris on this 3-2 sends it high in the air center field. Coming forward for it is Draylen Holmes, center fielder, puts it away. One gone. The other Mahoning Valley run scoring on a passed ball. Spikes threatened with runners on second and third and one out, but could not bring either of them in. That was just last inning. Here's Austin Ball now, and he is a threat whenever he comes to the plate. Showed that last night, the Shippensburg product, with a home run on his first swing as a Spike. He added a two-run double in the ninth inning. And the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike of the knees. Oh, one pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball that time, and it's 0-2. Flags are still here at Eastwood Field tonight. No movement, no wind whatsoever. The 0-2 swung on him in. Strike three. Got him with a changeup there. Fourth strikeout for Zach Norris. And with two down, here is Josh Spiegel. And Spiegel walked in the second inning. Was caught stealing there as well. Josh with that big bat in the middle of the order. Not only a catcher, but also the ability to play first base. So he gives Tim Battle a lot of lineup flexibility Austin Ball, Cam Buford, and Josh Spiegel, all with the ability to play first. There'll be nothing like we saw at times in the first half where there were temporary first basemen. There's a plethora of them for the Spikes here in the second half. Breaking ball for a called strike on the outer edge, 1-1. Pitch. And this one lifted in the air, left field, coming toward the line, diving after it, unable to get it is McRae, and Spiegel will stay put at first base because McRae quickly back on the baseball. He made a diving attempt at it, could not quite haul it in, but it was close enough that he was able to make the quick throw, and Spiegel was unsure at first whether or not he caught it, I think. But either way, it's Josh's first hit as a Spike, the third of the night for State College, and it'll bring Cam Buford to the plate with a runner on and two outs. And Cam, 0-for-1 so far, flying out to right his first time up, but he's a guy who might have a ability to make some noise here. Grounder on to short, juggled by Allgaier, and everybody safe. So that'll be the second error of the night for the Scrappers as Allgaier fought with a baseball, boxed it around, and that'll be an E6. And now Will Jewell is the tying run at the plate. Jewell got the reprieve after the dropped foul pop-up, but ended up with a strikeout. Oh, they're going to call that a base hit. I think that's a gift for Mr. Buford, but he'll gladly accept it. One ball, no strikes. Pitch. Fastball upstairs. 2-0. Pitch. Upstairs, ball three to Jewell. And now with TJ Pound on deck. It's a 3-0 count. First and second, two outs. It'll be one pitch away from the bases loaded here after the Spikes had nobody on with two gone. Spiegel singles to left. Buford with what ends up being an infield single to the left side. Now the 3-0 off the plate outside, ball four. Didn't miss by much, but the fastball was just off the plate. And now, after Norris's second walk of the night, the bases are loaded with two outs, and Ron Mahay will be coming out to the mound. This will just be a chat to try to cool everybody down. There is no action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. And it'll give us the opportunity to once again check the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Frederick has now taken a 5-4 lead on Williamsport. They're in the top of the fourth inning at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. Meanwhile, bottom of the third inning in Trenton, the Thunder leading West Virginia 4-2, looking to even up that season opening series, at least second half opening series, here in the 2024 MLB Draft League season. And again, the records clear to zero as far as determining the second half champion. Williamsport won the first half with a record of 22-8, but they were 0-0 just like everybody else to start the second half, but now they're 1-0. And again, if Williamsport were to win the second half of the season as well, there would still be a championship game. It would be the second-place team in the second half that would get that other berth, with Williamsport hosting the game Thursday, September 5th, and as first-half champion, Crosscutters will have the opportunity to host the game in any case. Now the base is loaded, two outs, and TJ Pound to the plate. He takes a strike on the outer edge. Pound delivered a single back in the third inning. Got a Spikes flurry started, though they were not able to score on that occasion. But now, a 3-0 deficit. The base is loaded. Two outs, though, here on the top of the fourth. Pitch fades in for a strike on the outer half, and it's 0-2. And Pound will exit the right-handed batter's box for a moment, recollect his thoughts. Now returns to the batter's box. Norris sets. Well, the abbreviated windup, as a matter of fact, 0-2 pitch, however, is high for a ball, 1-2. Notice that Norris, with second and third and one out last inning, went to the full windup. A little bit of an abbreviated version here. But the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And Norris gets out of a jam once again. Five strikeouts for Zach Norris for the Spikes in the fourth. No runs, two hits, three left. Three and a half gone. 3-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Fans, we remind you the Spikes have the fourth inning as always, the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Phillip Bryant back on the mound for his fourth inning of work. Mahoning Valley leading 3-0 here in the second game of a four-game series at Eastwood Field. Joe Putnam along with you. Drew Holderbach, Jake Sakuda, and Matt Rivera, the 6-7-8 batters, due up for the Scrappers here in the bottom of the fourth. Spikes threatening with two runners left in scoring position in the third. The base is left loaded in the fourth, but haven't been able yet to push a run across. But if they stay within striking distance, it may just be a matter of time, especially with the bats the Spikes have at their disposal. But the key is going to be staying within striking distance as the first pitch to Holderbach, breaking ball outside. Major League Baseball back in action tonight on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard as well. Second half starting there, although their records don't clear, as Holderbach sends this one to left field. Playable for Hill, fading back to the warning track. However, he'll make the catch, and there's one away. Staying within striking distance, the Pittsburgh Pirates are doing that in the National League wild card race. They're just a game and a half out of a wild card, the last wild card berth, entering the second half. And tonight, they are taking on the team with the best record in baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies. But again, staying within striking distance, it's 6-4 Phils, top of the fifth. But Philly does have the bases loaded and one out. Trey Turner has already homered for the Phils, as has Weston Wilson. First pitch to Sakuda, outside for a ball. The Nationals leading the Reds 7-1, top of the sixth inning. 1-0 pitch to Sakuda, low for ball two. Sakuda singled in the second. Yankees with a four spot in the third inning against the Rays. Bronx Bombers still with a 4-0 lead, bottom of the fourth inning at Yankee Stadium. 2-0 pitch. Fastball low away, 3-0. The Tigers lead the Blue Jays 3-0. Bottom of the fifth in Toronto. Padres and Guardians scoreless top of the fifth in Cleveland. Of course, Cleveland Guardians, the MLB Community Ally Program partner of these Mahoning Valley Scrappers, just like the Pittsburgh Pirates are for the Spikes. 3-0 fastballs, a strike over the outer edge, 3-1. Marlins leading the Mets 4-0, top of the fifth. It's a 4-0 lead for the Orioles over the Rangers. Going to the bottom of the first, Adley Rutschman already with a two-run homer for the O's. 3-1. Actually a breaking ball, but a strike on the outer edge nonetheless. Kind of moved like a fastball that time, but only came in at 80 and still had plenty of spin on it. White Sox and Royals scoreless going to the bottom of the first in Kansas City. Giants and Rockies about to get underway in Colorado. 3-2 to Sakuda. Called strike three. Coming all the way back from a 3-0 count to record his third strikeout of the night, Philip Bryant. With a tremendous effort. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Parents trust Mount Nittany Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountnittany.org/pediatrics. Two gone, and Matt Rivera at the plate. He struck out looking against Philip Bryant in the second inning. And the pitch. That's fouled back to the screen. Cardinals and Braves were about to get underway in Atlanta, but they are in a delay right now. Angels and Athletics will meet at 9:40 Eastern. Dodgers hosting the Red Sox at 10:10 Eastern. The Mariners hosting the Astros at 10:10 Eastern as well. 0-1 to Rivera, lifted in the air, left field, ranging over toward the fence, and not able to get to it. Hill, the ball skips off the wall, and settling into second with a two-out stand-up double is Matt Rivera. 101 miles an hour off the bat. That was like a laser headed for that four-foot-high fence in front of the Spikes bullpen. Well, Philip Bryant will head back to the top of the hill and look to retire the number nine hitter, and Isaac Williams get out of this inning with no damage. Finishing off the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the Major League ranks, the Diamondbacks defeated the Cubs at Wrigley Field earlier today, 5-2 to open up the second half slate. Also, Shane Lowry takes the lead through 36 holes at the Open Championship at Royal Troon, 7-under par through the first 2 days. Pitch in the dirt, Preston throws to third, not in time. Rivera takes the bag, and that'll be a wild pitch. Well, it's the scrappers being aggressive, though they're not getting stolen bases. They just see the pitch in the dirt and figure they'll take off. It's an 0-1 count because Williams swung at the pitch. It was a breaking ball in the dirt, skipped away momentarily from Knox Preston. Looked like he had the throw put on, but Rivera got in there. The 0-1, a big cut and a miss. 0-2, another breaking ball offered at. Lowry at 7-under, Daniel Brown at 5-under, Justin Rose at 5-under. Brown and Rose both had to qualify for the Open Championship to get in, and they're within striking distance. 0-2 count, pitch fouled under the first base seats. Still 0-2. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Runner on third, two outs. 0-2 count to Williams. Foul tip, and that deflects off Knox Preston. Not able to handle it cleanly. So Williams stays alive, having grounded out to short his first time up. Mahoning Valley leading State College 3-0 here. And the lights starting to take more of a hold here as the sun continues to set here in Niles, Ohio. In the area of Youngstown, we're on the corner of the Eastwood Mall property here. Grounder on to short, scooped up by Grant Norris. Throw on to first in time, and the inning is over. So Matt Rivera with a double, but he ends up stranded at third. A hit, a runner left, and a 4-3-0 Mahoning Valley going to the fifth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning. It'll be Knox Preston, Caleb Hill, and Cooper Hex due up against Zach Norris, the Mahoning Valley starter, who has gone the distance thus far. Scrappers leading 3-0. Norris trying to get three outs to be eligible to earn the win. Again, still MLB scoring rules. Meanwhile, action in the State College bullpen. Looks like Nick Hohenstein has been warming up for the Spikes. He's paused momentarily, though. As Preston steps into the right-handed batter's box, Knox launched a double to right center field last time up, working a nine-pitch at bat, culminating in the two-base hit, his first of the second half, his second overall as a Spike. He takes a strike on the outer edge. Now the 0-1 delivery fouled to the backstop. Two strikes to Knox Preston, serving as the catcher tonight. He had two plate appearances last night at the tail end of the game in the DH spot. Went 1-for-2, singled and scored as part of that five-run ninth inning Spikes put together. The 0-2 breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three. So Zach Norris with six strikeouts tonight. And with one gone, here is Caleb Hill, the left-handed hitting left fielder, seeking his first hit of the evening. Spikes have four as a team. And they have left five runners on in the last two innings, four of them in scoring position. Still trailing 3-0, but Spikes have been able to string together offense. They just haven't been able to finish it off quite yet. Norris to the plate. Breaking ball low to Hill. 1-0 the count to Caleb. Scrappers doubling up the Spikes in the hit column, and actually... Now they have changed it. It was a base hit credited originally to Cam Buford, but it is an E6. So I thought it might be E6, and it is. So three hits and two errors for Mahoning Valley is the tally overall. That pitch, a ball. Breaking ball missed low. 2-1 to Hill. Pitch swung on and missed. Fastball tied him up inside. It's 2-2. Tomorrow night, a 7:05 game between these two teams. 2:05 on Sunday afternoon as the 2-2 cued foul behind the plate. Then the Spikes are back home Tuesday night, 6:35, taking on the Frederick Keys with a second-half squad in tow. You can still enjoy Walking Taco Tuesdays in the second half. Walking Taco Tuesday, half-price Walking Tacos all game long as Hill swings and misses strike three, and that is Zach Norris's seventh strikeout of the game. Two down in the top of the fifth, and here is Cooper Hext, the center fielder 0-for-2, grounded out in the first, did so again in the third. Also on Walking Taco Tuesdays, half-price Miller Lite and Coors Light drafts from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Then it's a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday. Half-price hot dogs all game long. Our good friends at Country Store Brand providing the hot dogs once again at Medler Field at LeBron O Park. So those are half-price around the ballpark Wednesday night all game long. Breaking ball low, 2-0 to Hext. Plus, half-price Seven Mountains Wine Cellars wine from 5:30 to 7:30. And half-price Line and Kugel Summer Shandy drafts from 5:30 to 7:30 as well. 2-0. Pitch outside for a ball, 3-0. Then it's Super Splash Day on Thursday. Kids Zone will turn into the Splash Zone. It's the only scheduled day game of the home schedule. So come on out and enjoy all the fun. 12.05 p.m. on Thursday for the finale of the Spike Series against the Frederick Keys. 3-0 pitch, a strike over the inner half of the plate. Now Norris back at it. That delivery low and away, ball four. And tickets for all three of those games, as well as Paint the Park Pink, presented by Mount Nittany Health next Saturday, and every one of the 23 home games remaining on the Spikes 2024 home schedule, available now at statecollegespikes.com. And Quentin McCracken is coming out. There's been a right-hander warming up in the Mahoning Valley bullpen, and Zach Norris will not have the opportunity to be in line for the win. He'll go 4 2/3, and Grant Norris will be the batter to face a new right-handed pitcher for the Scrappers. We'll have his identity, his numbers, and the rest of the fifth inning for you after this call to the bullpen. Mahoning Valley 3, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new-look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Cole Cimenti, a right-hander out of Loyola Marymount University, takes over for Zach Norris here with two outs in the top of the fifth inning. So Norris done after 4 2/3. No runs against him so far. He is responsible for the runner at first base, Cooper Hext. He allowed three hits, walked three batters, struck out seven, and Norris leaves the mound after 89 pitches, 57 of them for strikes. Trying to see if he could maybe get a 1-2-3 fifth inning, be in line for the win. He will not. Cimenti will have a great opportunity, though. Cimenti started his collegiate career at Long Beach and this past spring at Loyola Marymount. 23 appearances, a 6.62 ERA, an 0-1 record, 17 2/3 innings. He allowed 30 hits, 24 runs, but only 13 earned, 10 strikeouts to 11 walks. And a throw on to first, and Hext dives back in. So Grant Norris, the batter, Penn State Zone, 0-2 so far tonight. Mahoning Valley leading State College, 3-0 here in the top of the fifth. The pitch, bounced foul, third base side. 0-1 to Norris. Hext was off on contact with two outs. Grant had two hits last night, including an RBI single. Now the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. That one dropped from the top to the bottom of the zone. Curveball from Cimenti that time. 0-2 the count. From the set, at the belt, the pitch. And Norris sends this one high in the air to center field. Playable for Draylen Holmes, however, who settles underneath and makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Zach Norris officially with 4 2/3 scoreless innings. The Spikes, no runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. And we are halfway home here at Eastwood Field Mahoning Valley 3, State College nothing to the bottom of the fifth after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change in the field for the Spikes is taking over in left is Austin Roccaforte. And a change on the mound for State College as well after Philip Bryant went the first four innings. Bryant allowing three runs, two earned on six hits. Only one walk, three strikeouts. It was actually a four-pitch walk to start the game for him. But he did not walk another batter after that. 77 pitches, 48 strikes. He right now is the pitcher of record for the Spikes, but his teammates might be able to help with that as the new man on the mound for State College is Nick Hohenstein. Hohenstein, a native of Lincroft, New Jersey. His most recent action was with the New Jersey Jackals in the Frontier League out of Siena University. He is 24 years of age, 6'1", 220 pounds. Delivers the ball low, 1-1 the count on Jake Allgaier, the leadoff man in the Mahoning Valley order, to be followed by Blake McRae and Kota Suzuki. And the breaking ball for a strike, 1-2. Now Hohenstein delivers a breaking ball in the dirt, kicks away from Knox Preston, but no harm done, simply ball two. Now Hohenstein with a fastball at 93, but upstairs for ball three. No runs, three hits, no errors for State College. Three runs, six hits, two errors for Mahoning Valley. Spikes have stranded six so far. Three left on base for the Scrappers in the 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball is high for ball four. So for Hohenstein, length for Bryant. First batter a walk. That's the third time Allgaier has reached base tonight. With an infield single to go with his two bases on balls. Here's Blake McRae now. McRae bounced into a double play in the first inning, then singled and scored in the third. Two runs in the second, one in the third for Mahoning Valley. Spikes have threatened but have not yet pushed a run across. And the pitch, and McRae shows bunt. He offered at it but missed it. Fastball was low, but again, the offer makes it strike one. Now, McRae showed bunt on two occasions last time up, but then able to line a single. Now in the 0-1, he again puts down the bunt, first base side. Hohenstein coming off the mound, scoops it up, tossed to first in time. It's a sacrifice bunt that moves Allgaier up. 1-3 on the putout on the sacrifice bunt. Here's Kota Suzuki. Left-handed hitting right fielder is 0-2, grounded out to second in the opening inning, grounded into a fielder's choice in the third. Again, you will see a lot more of this in the second half. Sacrifice bunts, hit and runs. Even though these teams have been quickly put together, they haven't had a whole lot of time to work out. Now the emphasis will be on these winning tactics. It's not just about showcasing yourself. It's about winning the ball games here in the second half as well, and that is a universal, I think, across the MLB Draft League. Suzuki 0-2. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge, and I've heard Dave Tremblay espouse this philosophy the last 2 years. Tim Battle shares the same, that especially here in the second half, yes, you want to make yourself prominent, but if you do the things to help your team win, you'll create that prominence. Taking off for third and getting in there is Allgaier. Looked like Preston had the throw on target, but Allgaier able to get around the tag. And Tim Battle is out of the third base dugout right now, questioning Jason Schneider on that. He has had three calls there that have been close at third where it looks like the throw's been there. Two on what ended up being wild pitches because the runner didn't take off till after the ball was in the dirt. That one will be a stolen base for Allgaier. And it's a 1-1 count to Suzuki. So the runner on third, one out. Todd O'Dell, the plate umpire, now signaling to his fellow umps for positioning sake. And the 1-1 pitch foul back to the screen. 1-2 the count. Fastball at 92 from Hohenstein. Hohenstein going into the windup here with a runner on third and the 1-2 pitch. Fastball high and away, 2-2. Well, the walk, the sacrifice, the steal of third. This is small ball being practiced by Quentin McCracken. But trying to make a 3-0 lead, 4-0. Manufacture a run here. Chopper to the right side will do it. Charging in on it is Pound, but his only play is the first. Underhanded flip is there, but Allgaier scores. It's a 4-3 ground out, and it does become a 4-0 game. Well, Earl Weaver once upon a time, in what was meant to be a criticism, said if you play for one run, one's all you're going to get, but if you're Quentin McCracken, I think he'll say, yeah, I'll take a 4-0 lead instead of 3-0. I'll take 5-0 instead of 4-0. Chang-Yong Lee, 1-2, but he's knocked in a run both times up. Solo homer to left field in the second, and then an RBI ground out in the third. Really, it's been small ball that scored the runs aside from Lee's homer, and this one sent deep to center field, but it is playable for Hext, who's able to reel it in center field for the final out of the frame. However, Mahoning Valley adds the lead. One run, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Five innings complete, 4-0 Scrappers on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
for dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Spike trailing 4-0 as we head to the sixth inning, but the middle of the order due up. Austin Ball, Josh Spiegel, and Cam Buford can get the Spikes a lot closer in a hurry. Starting with Austin Ball. So far tonight, 0-for-2 after three RBIs and three hits last night, including two doubles and a home run. Ball settling into the left-handed box facing Cole Chimenti, who we have the final out of the fifth inning and stays on here. He right now has a good chance of being the pitcher of record in this game. There's a bouncer foul, first base side. Jared Brown, the pitching coach, looked like he was going to go after it, but he's going to let the fans take hold of it as it bounces toward the first row of seats. 0-1 the count to Ball. Chimenti with the deep breath, now the windup in the 0-1, and that one is bounced foul, first base side again. 0-2. Ball, like we saw from A.J. Riddle in middle relief last night, goes with sort of the three-quarters almost sidearm motion. Maybe more like five-eighths. And he sort of slings it in there. Went changeup last time. Now the 0-2. And this one grounded to the right side. Grabbed by Sakuda. On a first in time, and there's one gone. Here's Josh Spiegel now serving as the DH tonight. He has reached base twice, walked in the second, singled in the fourth. He was caught stealing on his lone attempt in the second inning, but his job here is to get a base hit, get things going for the Spikes offense. They've threatened, leaving six runners on so far, four of them in scoring position. Just haven't been able to push a run across. Breaking ball, low and away. Ball one. And the pitch. Bounce foul, third base side. 1-1 the count. Meanwhile, third baseman Drew Holderbach went to flip the ball into the stands. I think the players are still testing their aim when it comes to flipping the ball into the seats. I mean, it's a new atmosphere for the players here in Mahoning Valley as well. I mean, their team came together much the same fashion as the Spikes did. Very quickly, the second half of the season start after they convened here in Niles as the 1-1 swung on and missed. 1-2 the count. And the pitch, breaking ball low, 2-2. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. Frederick maintaining a 5-4 lead on Williamsport, top of the sixth. Trenton has surged to a 6-2 advantage over West Virginia, top of the fifth. And the 2-2 to Spiegel, bounced foul, third base side. Ricochets off the wall to the left field foul line. Now Jason Schneider, the umpire, is going to have his turn. And you know what? He's going to say, enough with this flipping it and missing. I am going to run the ball over to a fan in the first row. He's not taking any chances anymore. 2-2 the count. And the pitch. Low and away, ball three. Went breaking ball there as well. Curveball, 78, 79 miles an hour. Fastball with sinking action from that. Again, sort of a 5/8 arm slot. And the pitch, a liner, foul ball, and it was just foul. That's a good call by Jason Schneider. It did not miss by much, but it was wide of the stripe. And the count is full. 87 miles an hour off the bat. Would have been two bases, but now Spiegel will go back to the plate. Spiegel readies. Chimenti gets the sign. Righty-righty matchup, the 3-2. Called strike three. Fastball on the inner portion of the zone. That is his first strikeout of the night. That's the eighth from Mahoning Valley pitching. Two down in the top of the sixth. And here is Cam Buford. Flied out to right in the second, but then reached on an error in the fourth. The gift did not stay. It was quickly withdrawn. And probably the right call, E6 on the play. Buford now with a bat high above his head in the right-handed batter's box. He swings and fouls at first base side. Cam returning to the spikes here in the second half. Of course, a very successful first half in 2023 as well. For the spikes, the 0-1 swung on, lifted in the air, right center field, coming on for it, center fielder, Holmes to the ground, but he makes the sliding grab. Well, the center fielder took charge there, and Holmes did what he could to take that one away from Cam Buford. Three up, three down for the Spikes in the sixth. We go to the bottom half. 4-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you decide. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Another change in the field for the Spikes as Kyle Russell takes over at second base for TJ Pound. And first pitch ball is low. Same pitcher on the mound, and Nick Cohenstein, who delivers a 90-mile-an-hour fastball high to Draylen Holmes. Two balls, no strikes. TJ Pound, 1-for-2 on the night. So Russell in the game. He will bat second in this coming inning. It'll be Jewell, Russell, and Preston due up for the Spikes in the seventh. 4-0 lead for Mahoning Valley. The 2-1 pitch lifted in the air down the right field line, fading foul into the seats. Actually bounces right into the mid of Austin Ball. But he'll return it to the fan that originally had it in their grasp. Two balls, two strikes. It is Holmes, Holderbach, and Sakuda. The 5-6-7 hitters due up for Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-2. Fastball and a called strike three on the outer edge. First strikeout of the night for Nick Hohenstein. The fourth of the evening for Spikes pitching. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. One gone, and here's Drew Holderbach. 1-for-2 on the night. He scored a run back in the second inning. Only inning in which Mahoning Valley has scored multiple runs tonight, but they hold the 4-0 lead. As the first pitch to Holderbach, high fastball swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. So now rest of the defense has stayed the same since the start, but again changes at second base and left field. It's the 0-1 pitch, a breaking ball called strike at the knees. 0-2. And the pitch. That is fouled away right side. Still 0-2. Knox Preston's been the catcher throughout. Austin Ball's at first. Again, Russell, the new second baseman. Grant Norris at shortstop tonight. Cam Buford at third. Austin Rocaforte checked in left field last inning. Cooper Hext is in center. Will Jewell in right. And here's a liner to right center field. A base hit for Drew Holderbach, who threatened to go to second, but quickly turns on the brakes and hustles back to first, losing his helmet in the process. I think it's the first time I've seen a runner lose a helmet while retreating to the base they return from. Usually you see that as they're racing towards the next one. But Holderbach with a one-out single. It's the seventh hit of the night for the Scrappers. And it'll bring Jake Sakuda to the plate. Sakuda singled in the second inning, struck out looking in the fourth, both against starter Philip Bryant. Throw on to first, diving back in is Holderbach, and ball encouraging as he throws the ball back to Hohenstein. Checking up on the runner, now the pitch homeward, swinging a foul tip into the mitt. 0-1 the count. Pitch was off the plate, actually, and Sakuda nearly tumbled into the right-handed batter's box, chasing after him. And a throw on to first, and diving back in again is Holderbach. Set by Hohenstein. Pitch. Upstairs, a ball, 1-1. Hohenstein, the oldest spike, for November 10th, 1999. At least at this point, he's the oldest. As the 1-1, a foul tip into the mitt on the changeup. 1-2 the count. Sakuda's name spelled T-S-U-K-A-D-A, but pronounced Sakuda. And the 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, taking off for second is Holderbach. Throw to second, tag applied, and he's out. So, Scrappers have been aggressive there when the ball gets in the dirt. They've been taking off here. Two wild pitches as a result. Also a steal of third by Allgaier. I think that was one where Holderbach was going when the ball was in the dirt, thinking he could get second out of it. But now there are two gone. The bases are empty. It is a 2-2 count. To Sakuda, laces one foul into the seats, third base side to the bleachers. Count remains the same. That'll be ruled caught stealing that Holderbach did take off before the ball hit the dirt. So, officially, the Scrappers now 1-for-2 in stolen base attempts on the night. And the 2-2 pitch, breaking ball low. Sakuda checked his swing. Spikes, meanwhile, 0-for-1 officially in steal attempts. The 3-2 to Sakuda. Fastball just off the plate outside. Knox Preston tried to frame it up, but he wasn't going to be able to work any magic there. It is the second walk issued by Hohenstein. The third by Spikes pitching tonight. And with a runner on and two gone, here's Matt Rivera, the catcher, doubled in his last at-bat, made it to third, again taking off when the ball hit the dirt. But he was stranded there. He struck out looking in his first plate appearance. Each of those first two at-bats against Philip Bryant. Now the throw to first, Austin Ball. Oh, flies the tag. He wanted that one, but Nathan Hoverson's rules safe. Sakuda stays on the base paths. Now leading off first, Hohenstein to the plate. Fastball down and in. Ball one to Rivera. Did not play in last night's second half opener. Dre Dirksen handled the catching duties there. Mahoning Valley having two catchers on their initial second half roster. The Spikes fully stocked. They've got three. That's the optimal amount. And they've got a guy in Josh Spiegel who can also play first base and could also, in a pinch, play the outfield, although that's not really his optimal spot. The 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. But you've also got Knox Preston, Manny Jackson. Jackson caught last night. We'll probably see Josh catch tomorrow night here. And we might see Manny or Knox take the DH spot. Throw to first, tag applied, and Sakuda is back. And again, mentioned earlier, we use the bigger MLB-sized bases here, and that does make it easier for runners to get back to the bag. But this time, Sakuda takes off on the 2-0, pitches high for a ball, throw to second, not in time. And Sakuda will take the steal on this occasion. Second stolen base officially for the Scrappers. And the first for Jake Sakuda in the second half. Now runner in scoring position with two outs, and the count is 3-0 on Matt Rivera with Isaac Williams on deck. Hohenstein delivers and has swung on and fouled away. Green light on 3-0. But could not do much with it. Three balls and a strike to count to Rivera. Hohenstein sets. Look to second, the 3-1. Breaking ball and a called strike on the inner half. Now 3-2. Count is full, two outs. Here's the set. Hohenstein delivers. Breaking ball down and in, ball four. So back-to-back walks, but first base was open. It's now first and second with two outs in the inning. And Isaac Williams striding to the plate, serving as the DH tonight, batting in the nine spot. He has twice grounded out to Grant Norris at short. Meanwhile, Jared Brown, the Spikes pitching coach, is headed out to the mound to have a chat with Nick Hohenstein. Gives us the chance to remind you that tomorrow night is movie night at Medler Field at LeBron O Park. Take a look as Barbie plays on the new 2,739-foot big screen at the ballpark. You've got the skies above you, Mount Nittany framing it up the movie screen. There'll be refreshments available for purchase, your ballpark favorites, your movie favorites. Admission to the ballpark is free for movie night, and you'll be able to take a seat in one of the seats in the main bowl at the ballpark. It's first come, first serve. Parking is $1 an hour in the Porter North lot per Penn State Transportation Services policies, payable either at the kiosk in the Porter North lot or on the Park Mobile app. You can pre-purchase. Either way, you can come on out. Have a great time. First ever movie night on the new big board at the new look Medler Field at LeBron O Park tomorrow night. Barbie showing at 8 p.m. Ballpark gates open at 7 p.m. Hope to see you out there again. Admission is free. Now the meeting on the mound is over. First and second, two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning for Isaac Williams. 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs. The Scrappers leading 4-0. Nick Hohenstein looking to get the spikes out of this jam, and a first pitch breaking ball is swung on and missed. Strike one. Joe Putnam along with you here at Eastwood Field and Niles. I'll be here tomorrow night as well. I won't be able to take part in the movie night fun. It'll be all for you back home in Happy Valley. The 0-1 swung on and missed. Breaking ball got him to go again. Two strikes, two outs, two runners on. Hohenstein getting the sign from Knox Preston. Sets, looks to second. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three consecutive curveballs got him. And that is the second strikeout for Nick Hohenstein tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. At Mount Nittany Health, our view of health care is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountnittany.org. No runs from Mahoning Valley in the sixth. One hit, two runners left on. At the end of six, it is still Mahoning Valley 4, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning here at Eastwood Field. Spikes trailing 4-0. Remember, though, the Spikes did produce 5 runs in the ninth inning last night, despite falling because Mahoning Valley had had a spate of big innings. Spikes can certainly erupt, and a first pitch to Will Jewell is a strike. Cole Cimenti notched the final out of the top of the fifth. Retired 3 in order in the sixth. Now forces the grounder to second. Sakuda scoops it up. Throw to first in time, and Will Jewell retired. Now 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. So Cimenti has retired all 6 batters he has faced. And with one gone, here is the first plate appearance of Kyle Russell this evening. Russell came on for T.J. Pound at second base back in the sixth. Last night at the plate, 0-for-3, but scored a run as he walked as part of that big ninth inning for the Spikes, and the first pitch to him is outside a ball. Russell out of Washington State University, a native of Tacoma, 22 years old, 6'2", 206 pounds. The pitch, swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. It's 1-1. 1-1. Cimenti delivers. That's low and away, ball 2. Another breaking ball from Cole Cimenti out of Loyola Marymount University. And the 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Seeing a lot of Southland Conference products and a lot of West Coast Conference products here in the second half. And, of course, those are two actually very good baseball leagues in the South and West, but they're mid-majors. So usually not multiple teams, although they've had success in Omaha and out of both conferences. The 2-2 fouled to the seats first base side. In fact, the West Coast Conference did have an NCAA champion fairly recently, Pepperdine, winning it just about 35 years ago or so. But, I mean, it was a double elimination tournament in Omaha, and the Waves took the title. 2-2 to Russell. The pitch, grounded foul down the third baseline. Count remains the same. But Russell, of course, out of what was the Pac-12 with Washington State. Now Wazoo will be playing actually largely a West Coast Conference schedule. 2-2. That's fouled back to the screen. Oregon State, the other refugee from the Pac-12, I guess the other member of the Pac-12 at this stage, or at least it will be officially for another 2 weeks. Oregon State will be playing the upcoming baseball season as an independent, but they'll be in the Mountain West for football and also joining the West Coast for a variety of other sports, including basketball. Grounder on to the left side, charging in Allgaier. Shortstop with a running throw to first in time. And gets an ovation from the crowd for that play. And it was a deserved one. He had to work quickly and did. And now Shimenti having set down his now officially six straight spikes batter. Two gone in the top of the seventh. And Knox pressed into the plate. Knox doubled to the right center field gap in the third inning. Struck out in the fifth. Facing Chimenti for the first time, the pitch bounced foul, third base side, 0-1. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. The Trenton Thunder now open up an 11-2 lead on West Virginia in the bottom of the fifth. Meanwhile, Williamsport taking on Frederick, and it's the Keys that have surged to a 7-4 lead. Bottom of the sixth inning at Journey Bank Ballpark at Historic Bowman Field. 0-1 pitch, strike on the outer edge. In fact, the Spikes will be meeting the Crosscutters next weekend in the signature home and home and home series that the two teams so often play. They'll meet in Williamsport Friday night, in State College Saturday night at Medler Field at Lepanto Park for Paint the Park Pink Night, which we certainly hope you'll join us for as well. Fireworks after the game. Pink shirt giveaway, pink jersey off the back auction, all the hallmarks of a Paint the Park Pink Night with the Spikes and Mount Nittany Health teaming up to fight breast cancer along with you, the fans. Breaking ball low and away, 1-2 to Preston. Then a Sunday late afternoon game in Williamsport. That'll be on the 28th of June. The 1-2. Grounder poked to the right side, but playable for Sakuda, who scoops it up, tossed to first in time, and the inning is over. Three ground outs, all for the Spikes in the top of the seventh. 4-0 Mahoning Valley at stretch time here at Eastwood Field. You're on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Medler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nick Cohenstein remains on the mound for the Spikes here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Mahoning Valley leading here at Eastwood Field 4-0. It's the top of the order due up for the Scrappers. Jake Allgaier, Blake McRae, and Kota Suzuki. Meanwhile, Jacob Peden warming up in the bullpen for the Spikes. The former Williamsport Crosscutters right-hander now over with the Spikes to start his pro career. And there is right-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen as well. The Star Wars jerseys are a little more difficult to identify the numbers on. But it looks like that is, I want to say, Miles Helms, but we'll confirm that. And the first pitch to Allgaier here in the seventh is fouled off the netting above the Spikes dugout, third base side. One, that's fouled away. Left side again, 0-2. Yep, and it is Miles Helms, a right-hander out of Sam Houston State. The Bearcats with a K warming up in the Mahoning Valley pen beyond the right field wall. 0-2 the count to Allgaier's. Reached base three times tonight. Two walks and a single. Pitch up and in for a ball, 1-2. Seven hits for the Scrappers, three for the Spikes so far. Mahoning Valley has both errors tonight. Spikes without one to this point. 1-2, Tapper foul, first base side. Allgaier stays alive. Spikes in the red jerseys tonight. They wore the navy blues last night. State College across the front in light gold, outlined in blue. Light gold numerals on the back, outlined in blue as well. The navy blue caps with a deer head logo on the front. Gray pants with a blue stripe running down the sides. And the 1-2 changeup, rather, misses outside. And that was a miss according to TrackMan. Two balls, two strikes. Scrappers in their Boba Fett jerseys for their Star Wars night tonight. It's the 2-2 high and away with the fastball, 3-2. Although heavily on the green and gold on this Boba Fett-inspired jersey. Payoff pitch. And Allgaier able to golf it toward right center field. Back on it, the second baseman, Russell, chases it down. One away. It looked like a wedge at the Open Championship, but this isn't true. That wasn't the postage stamp that Kyle Russell had to work with going back on it. One gone, and Blake McCray now the batter. McCray grounded into a double play in the first inning, singled and scored in the third, and then laid down a sacrifice bunt in the fifth. It helped Mahoning Valley grow the lead from 3-0 to 4-0. Chaps this one on to third, taken in by Buford. Strong throw across the diamond, and ball comes up with it on the other end for the second out. Austin Ball. You can tell that he's played a lot of first base because he uses the bag, even the bigger base he may not be as familiar with, but he uses that to help propel him up to stretch for high throws, which that one was a little high on Cam's part, to be fair, but got great first baseman and Ball there to handle it. And when you have a great fielding first baseman, somebody who has a great knack for that, that improves the infield defense so much. First pitch ball to Suzuki, low and away. Next one, a breaking ball, low and away. Ball two. And we know Cam Buford can play a little first base as well. Josh Spiegel, so Spikes in good hands there this year in the second half as the 2-0 lifted to center field. On for it is Cooper Hex. He'll grab it with the right hand, and the inning is over. Three up, three down for Nick Cohenstein and the Spikes in the bottom of the seventh. We go to the eighth, still 4-0 Mahoning Valley as the Spikes look to start the comeback here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
In into the eighth inning and a new pitcher on the mound for Mahoning Valley, and it is the right-hander Miles Helms out of Sam Houston State. Helms, a native of Robstown, Texas. He stands 6'3", goes 230 pounds. He is 22 years of age. Also spent time at San Jacinto College North, a.k.a. San Jack, very strong junior college program down in Texas. This past spring at Sam Houston State, went 3-1 with a 6.42 ERA in 18 appearances, five of them starts, a save to his credit as well. In 47 and two-thirds innings, he allowed 35 runs, 34 earned on 58 hits, 30 strikeouts to 23 walks, seven hit batsmen. Also spent time with Duluth in the Northwoods League last summer, 2-1 with a 3 ERA there, 23-5 strikeout to walk ratio over 18 innings of work. But he'll face the top of the state college order, which is now Austin Rocaforte, Cooper Hext, and Grant Norris. Rocaforte making his first appearance at the plate, 0-for-4 with a walk and a stolen base last night. He checked in left field in the fifth inning and takes the first pitch he sees and bounces it along the middle of the field into center. A base hit for Austin Rocaforte. Leadoff hitter setting the table here as Miles Helms allows the first runner on here in the eighth inning. Cole Cimenti retired all seven batters he faced in relief for Mahoning Valley. A perfect 2 1/3. He struck out one. Four ground outs, two fly outs. No runs, hits, or walks. And now it is Cooper Hext up. And Hext swings the first pitch and lifts it high in the air. Right center field. Back goes Holmes. And he's able to make the catch shy of the warning track. One away. Cimenti, by the way, with 31 pitches, 25 for strikes, as the kiddo is very responsive to the commands of the video board tonight. Rocaforte remains at first. Here's Grant Norris. 0-for-3 so far, but a pair of hits last night, trying to get things going for the Spikes here in the top of the eighth, trailing 4-0. Helms gets the sign from Matt Rivera. Throw on to first, and Rocaforte dives back in. Austin Rocaforte out of Lamar University most recently, but like Will Jewell, was also a collegiate teammate of Samuel Benjamin at Houston Christian University prior to that. And there he goes on the pitch, upstairs for a ball, throw down to second, bounces towards center field, but is backed up by Draylen Holmes, and Rocaforte has the steal. So that's the first stolen base of the night for the Spikes. Getting their mojo back here late in the game, much like they did last night. Kind of got away from them in the middle innings, but a good accounting in the ninth. Five runs in that frame. It wasn't enough to overcome the deficit, but Tim Battle hoped it would generate some momentum for the night following. So far, the Spikes have been held off the board to this point, but maybe they can get it going here. Take one run to two, two to three, three to four. We've seen the Spikes make these kinds of comebacks late. 1-1 the count to Norris. The pitch bounces and bounces past Rivera. Rocaforte on to third, makes the turn, but it'll hold there. It'll be a wild pitch. That one just hopped over Rivera's right shoulder after hitting the dirt. And it's a 2-1 count, or rather a 2-2 count to Grant Norris. He did offer at that pitch. Or did he? No, he did not. It's 2-1. I mistook the signal made, as here's a soft liner snared by the shortstop. Allgaier throw to third, but Rocaforte back in plenty of time. And Austin Ball now up, runner on third, two outs. Todd O'Dell had been signaling with two fingers outstretched, but he was signaling to his cohorts at first and third on a play at the plate what their assignments would be. Here's Austin Ball now, left-handed hitting first baseman. Also 0-for-3 so far. The pitch High and away for a ball. Fastball from Helms. So Cole Cimenti right now is the pitcher of record in the game. Zach Norris started but only went 4 2/3 innings. One out shy of the 5 needed to earn credit for the win as a starting pitcher in a game in which your team leads the whole way, which to this point the Scrappers have. Phillip Bryant right now would be the losing pitcher at this stage, but Spikes looking to take him off the hook. One ball and one strike. Rocaforte leads off third. The pitch. Chopper foul, first base side. It's 1-2 as it bounces off one row of seats into another. More right-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen as well. And the 1-2. High and away, and it deflects off the mitt of Rivera, and coming in to score is Rocaforte. It's a 4-1 game, and Austin Rocaforte singles, steals second, reaches third on a wild pitch, and comes in to score on another misplay at the plate. We'll talk about producing a run with one guy. Austin Rocaforte did just that. It's a two-ball, two-strike count to Austin Ball. Bases are now empty with two outs, but it's a three-run deficit in the pitch. Upstairs, ball three, and it will be a pass ball on Rivera, so that run stands as unearned currently. Count is full to Ball. The set by Helms in the pitch. That's fouled back to the screen. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. Now a 4-1 game, still in favor of the homestanding Scrappers, but maybe that's the spark the Spikes needed. Payoff pitch. Low, ball four. Ball takes the two-out walk, and now Josh Spiegel to the plate. Spiegel is 1-for-2 with a walk. Received the free pass in the second inning, singled in the fourth. Fly ball to left field. McRae made a diving effort at it, but could not get to it. And then a strikeout in the sixth. And the pitch, down and in for a ball, 1-0. By the way, there's more fireworks tonight after the fireworks show last night here at Eastwood Field. Of course, we saw that in Medler Field, Lebronto Park, to start the 2024 MLB Draft League season. Hosting games on a Friday and Saturday night. The 1-0. Foul back to the screen, 1-1. There are still six fireworks shows slated for Medler Field at Lebronto Park in the second half of the home schedule, including next Saturday after the 6:35 game with the Williamsport Crosscutters, presented by Mountain Indy Health as part of the Paint the Park Pink Night activities. August 3rd, College Township presenting a great show on College Township Night. Here's the 1-1. Fastball low, 2-1 the count. Back-to-back Saturdays, the 17th and the 24th with fireworks. Penn State Health helping to present those. And then August 29th, a Thursday night fireworks show. Tuesday, September 3rd as well, the regular season home finale on Dollar Dog Night. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge, 2-2 to Spiegel. Tickets for all six fireworks games and all 23 games remaining on the 2024 home slate available now at statecollegespikes.com. By the way, August 2nd as well, the mystery bobblehead giveaway as the 2-2 bounced down the third baseline. Fair ball, Holderbach with a throw to first. It bounces, but Lee is there. And the inning is over. That one just barely stayed fair. And the inning is over. No, one run for the Spikes, one hit, one runner left on base. 7.5 gone, 4-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lobrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the bottom of the eighth inning, and a new pitcher on for the Spikes. It is the right-hander Jacob Peden, a former Williamsport crosscutter, most recently from the University of Missouri. Peden, 6 foot, 220 pounds. He is 23 years of age. And last year with the crosscutters in the first half, 0-2 with a 3.65 ERA in 10 appearances. 12 and a third innings, 18 strikeouts to just 4 walks, 6 runs, 5 of them earned on 11 hits. He also pitched for the Crosscutters in 2022, going 15 and a third innings there with a 1.76 ERA, a 21-4 strikeout-to-walk ratio. This spring at Missouri, after 4 years at Davidson, he went 3-1 with a 5.3 ERA and 20 relief appearances, earned 3 saves as well, 37 and a third total innings. He allowed 32 runs, 22 earned on 42 hits, 33 strikeouts to 22 walks. He did hit 9 batters, but looking to keep the Spikes in this one. A 4-1 lead from Mahoning Valley. And Nick Hohenstein with a stellar 3 innings of relief. There is a run charge to him, but pretty good outing for Nick. He allowed just 1 hit, walked 3 batters, struck out 2, retired the last 4 he faced. Chen-Yong Lee has a solo homer already in this game, and he takes strike 1, a breaking ball sweeping from the inside part of the plate to the outside. Slider from Peden, who is working strictly from the stretch. And the 0-1. Fastball at 91, just below the knees. 1-1 the count. Jacob Peden with just a free and easy movement. It doesn't look like he's throwing 91 out there. But easy as can be. And the pitch. That is lifted in the air down the right field line. Ball going back on its over his shoulder and bounces off the tarp. On to second, here's the throw from Jewell. Tag applied, not in time. That'll be a double for Chen-Yong Lee on a well-placed ball down the right field line. Jewell had to not only come in on it, but angle himself toward the line. Ball going back, and it was well out of his reach. Here's Draylen Holmes now, the center fielder, 0 for 3. Holmes with a fly out and a pair of strikeouts, taps his bat on both sides of the plate. Spikes in the ninth inning will have Cam Buford, Will Jewell, and Kyle Russell due up. And the pitch. It's a strike on the outer edge. The only guy that has not appeared in the game for the Spikes available off the bench is Manny Jackson, who's been serving as the bullpen catcher tonight. With Josh Spiegel, the DH, and Knox Preston on the field as the catcher. Here's the 0-1. It hits him. It hits Holmes in the left hand. So, a double and a hit batsman. Heaton coming over to get the baseball. Well, he was going to, but now Quinn Holmes says, "Did you want this?" And he says, "Nah, I'll take a new one." So Holmes grimacing as he walks down to first base alongside the athletic trainer. And still getting examined at first base is Holmes at right hand, but he will stay in the game. As Drew Holderbach steps into the right-handed batter's box, a 2-for-3 effort so far tonight for the Scrappers third baseman. He has scored a run. He's also been caught stealing. 4-1 Mahoning Valley right now, and with first and second, no outs, Jacob Peden looking for a strikeout, a pop-up, a double play here. First pitch, pop-up, right side of the infield. Russell, the second baseman, now on the baseline, makes the catch. No movement by the runners. Infield fly rule was on. They did not risk trying to move up. And here's Jake Sakuda now. 1-for-2 with a walk and a stolen base tonight. And now a double play gets Peden and the Spikes out of the inning. A pop-up gives him two outs, a strikeout. Pretty much the same items on the table, just with an even bigger benefit. Pitch. Fastball and a strike at 88. In the upper left quadrant of the strike zone, viewed from behind. Or I guess, what would that be, a nonet? It's not split into four. It's usually split into nine. Here's the 0-1. That's outside for a ball. Of course, if you make the number sign, it's sometimes called an octothorpe, even though it makes nine sections. And octo is usually a prefix that means eight. So who knows? 1-1. Pitch low for a ball, 2-1. Well, Jacob Peden's not worried about any of that. He's worried about getting strikes and getting outs right now. Help set it up for the Spikes to try to make a comeback in the ninth. Jake sets the 2-1 pitch. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-2 the count. Lee leads off second. Holmes off first. 2-2 pitch. Slider outside. 3-2. Scrappers have now doubled up the Spikes in the hit column, 8-4. Set by Peden. Payoff pitch. Runners go. And that one is low for ball four. So now the bases are loaded with one out. Next up for your scrapper, strikeout, pop out, double play. And a new baseball will be put into play before Matt Rivera can step in. And Rivera so far with a double off the left field wall in the fourth inning, a walk and a strikeout, and probably not the hitter you'd like to see in the Mahoning Valley lineup with the bases loaded. No place to put him now. But Peden's going to have to go right after him. Set. Pitch. Called strike. Breaking ball on the inside portion of the plate. 0-1 to the righty, Rivera. Peden looks in. And the pitch. Fastball in tight this time, 1-1. We'll likely see Jeremy Neff on the mound tomorrow for the Spikes. Dalen Carraway, Leo Palacios also have not made appearance yet. And this ball lifted in the air to center field. Hex is underneath it, makes the catch. Lee tags from third, and instead of trying for home, it'll just be a throw to the left side of the infield for Cooper Hex. Sacrifice fly for Matt Rivera makes it a 5-1 game. So Rivera knocks in his first run for the Scrappers. First and second, two down for Isaac Williams. The DH is 0-for-3 with a pair of ground outs and a strikeout tonight. Now the margin back to 4. And the pitch to Williams, a strike. Fastball at 90 over the inner half. It was Sungkyung Kim who was warming up, a right-hander who, like Chanyoung Lee, has come over to the MLB Draft League from the Samsung Lions of the Korean Baseball Organization. The 0-1, a fastball for a strike to Williams, but Kim is not warming up right now. We saw him warm up a little bit last night, too, and he did not come in the game, so maybe bringing him along, ramping him up for game action, or we may see him in the ninth inning tonight. 0-2, runners go, and the pitch chopped. Third base side, grabbed on the run by Buford. Throw to first, stretch by ball, and it's in time. Great play by Cam Buford. Great stretch by Austin Baum. The value of having great defensive corner infielders demonstrated there. But Mahoning Valley adds what could be an insurance run on a hit. Two runners left on base. End of 8, 5-1 Mahoning Valley. Spikes will have Buford, Jewell, and Russell due up in the ninth here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Into the ninth inning here at Eastwood Field, Niles, Ohio. Mahoning Valley leading State College 5-1, and it will be the right-hander out of Gwangju, South Korea, Sungkyung Kim, who will make his first appearance for the Mahoning Valley Scrappers tonight. It will not be a save situation. Four-run deficit for the Spikes, greater than that. Needed for a save when you go an inning or less. But Kim, out of the Samsung Lions of the Korean Baseball Organization, 5'11", 185 pounds. He is 24 years of age. He'll turn 25 in October. And it'll be up to him to finish this one off for the Scrappers, although, again, this is not a save situation. Now, last night, Jerry Burkett was trying to finish out the game, and the Spikes were able to get 5 runs off of him, or at least they were charged to him, before Jonathan Martinez closed it out in what also was not a save situation. And I'm sure that that's what they've been talking about here entering this ninth inning. Three outs to work with. And Cam Buford up, officially 0-for-3 in the game. Reached on an error in the fourth inning. A pair of flyouts otherwise. Bat held high above his head. He's borrowing a helmet tonight. And the pitch, and that is driven between first and second, a base hit. So first pitch lined and skittered into right field eventually. So Buford is on as the leadoff man. And now Matt Rivera is calling out the interpreter who is with Sungkyung Kim when he first came into the game to help communicate signals, signs, cross the language barrier between Korean and English. But Rivera wants to go over the signals one more time. And third baseman Drew Holderbach is also over to observe. And so I think the lines of communication are properly laid. Will Jewell will step into the left-handed batter's box, 0-for-2 of the walk tonight. Buford leading off first. See if he takes off here. Very well might, but in a four-run game, he might not. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. I think if it were a one-run game, I think Cam would be going here, but don't want to risk it out so early here when the Spikes are trying to build a comeback. And the 1-0 pitch to Jewell, outside, ball two. Kim gets the sign, working from the stretch. And the 2-0. Sinker for a strike over the outer edge. 2-1, 89 on that fastball. Buford resumes his leadoff first. The 2-1, big cut at a sinker and a miss. 2-2. Kim's concentrated on going high and away from Will Jewell in the left-handed box. Now the 2-2, well outside this time. 3-2 the count. It's been all fastballs so far. He's got a sinker and a four-seamer in his arsenal. Payoff pitch. Called strike three on the inside corner. That was the four-seamer at 90. So the first strikeout for Sungkyung Kim as a member of the Scrappers. Buford remains at first, one gone, and here is Kyle Russell. Russell checked into the game at second base in the sixth inning, grounded out in his only other at-bat. Kim sets. First pitch to the righty, Russell. Swung on and missed, throw on to first. Buford back standing. So you got Chang-Yon Lee at first base. Sungkyung Kim on the mound. They are both of the players that have come over from the Samsung Lions of the KBO here to Mahoning Valley. 0-1 the count, the pitch. Cued foul, first base side, it's 0-2. Kim gets the sign, looks to first, and the 0-2. There goes Buford. The pitch swung on, foul tipped into the mitt, thrown out to second, not in time. So the strikeout of Russell, the second for Sungkyung Kim, but Buford does steal second base. And with two down here on the top of the ninth, the Spikes down to their last out, and the last hope is Knox Preston. Preston is 1-for-3. He doubled in the third inning. He has struck out and grounded out since. Austin Rocaforte, who pretty much single-handedly produced the Spikes run of the eighth inning, does await on deck if Knox can extend the game. Now the first pitch high and away for a ball. 89 on the fastball from Kim. Now sets. The Right-hander deals. Fastball and a called strike on the outer portion of the plate. Buford's single, the fifth Spikes hit of the game. His first in his return to State College for the second half. The 1-1. And this one, line down the right field line, drops in a fair ball. Buford around third, he will score. Ball takes the same carom off the tarp that it did for Lee earlier, but Preston's going to hold it first, knowing his team is down to its last out, but Knox Preston comes through with an RBI single to make it 5-2. And Austin Rocaforte to the plate. He was first pitch swinging last time against Miles Helms. We'll see how he chooses to go against Sungkyun Kim. Preston leads off first. Pitch. Fastball low and away. Ball one. Knox resumes his lead. He's a smart base runner out there. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Kim gets the sign. The 1-1. That one lifted foul. First base side onto the second row, the second level of seats. And now the Spikes down to their last strike. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Trailing 5-2. Tying run is on deck. What you got to get there? The pitch. Fastball low and away. I think if that were closer, Todd O'Dell might have rung him up. But it was nowhere near. 2-2. Kim delivers. That's low and away in the dirt, but it's blocked by Rivera. Stays out in front of him, and Preston's not going to take any untoward chances here in the ninth. Well, the count has run full. Well, now Knox is going to be on the move on this pitch. With the full count, two outs. There he goes. The pitch, grounder, left side, knocked down by Holderbach, but it deflects into shallow left. Preston on to third. That'll be a base hit for Austin Rocaforte, his second in as many at-bats tonight. And now runners at the corners with two outs, and the tying run is coming to the plate in the person of Cooper Hext. Hext, the center fielder, is 0-for-3 with a walk. The seventh hit of the night for the Spikes. Three of them have come here in the ninth inning. And once again, a late surge from State College, especially with two outs here in the frame. Set by Kim. First pitch to Hext. Takes a strike just above the knees, 0-1. And you see now with two outs, Knox Preston, Austin Rocaforte, they were early swingers earlier in the game, but knowing Spikes are down to their last out, they're waiting it out. There goes Rocaforte. The pitch is low for a ball. Throw down to second. In time. Tag applied by Allgaier. And the ball game's over. So the Spikes, with the late caught stealing, the comeback attempt in the ninth foil. And a sense of being stunned here at Eastwood Field that that was the end of the game. But the final, Mahoning Valley 5, State College 2. We'll wrap it up from Eastwood Field in just a few moments here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I, Power 5 conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, the State College Spikes fall to the Mahoning Valley Scrappers tonight, 5-2. The final game totals for the Spikes, 2 runs on 7 hits, no errors, 8 runners left on base. For the Scrappers, 5 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors, and 7 runners left on base. The winning pitcher is Cole Cimenti, retired all 7 batters he faced during 2 1/3 innings of perfect relief for Mahoning Valley. He's now 1-0. Phillip Bryant had a pretty good start tonight, 4 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, only 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, but he takes the loss to drop to 0-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 48 minutes in front of 4,318 fans. Still a strong crowd, even if it didn't break a record like last night's crowd did here at Eastwood Field. And for the Spikes, they fell behind early. A pair of runs in the second for the Scrappers as Chan Young Lee sent one high in the air and deep to left field, depositing it in the Spikes bullpen for his first home run, coming over from the Samsung Lions of the KBO. Then a pass ball scoring another run. Mahoning Valley extended the lead on Lee's RBI ground out in the third. And then in the fifth inning, Jake Allgaier walked, was bunted to second, stole third, and scored on Kota Suzuki's RBI ground out. In the meantime, the Spikes did threaten. They had 4 runners left in scoring position in the third and fourth, 5 total in those 2 innings, stranded. Meanwhile, with a 4-0 deficit, Spikes did get on the board as Austin Rocaforte singled, stole second, moved to third on a wild pitch, and scored on a passed ball, manufacturing a run in the eighth inning. But the Scrappers with the insurance run in the eighth as Lee led off with a double Then after a hit batsman and a walk, a sacrifice fly by Matt Rivera to bring in the fifth Mahoning Valley run. Spikes did rally in the ninth. Cam Buford swung at the first pitch of the inning from Sungkyun Kim and sent it into the hole between first and second for a base hit. Stole second base. And despite back-to-back strikeouts, bringing the Spikes to the verge of defeat, Knox Preston came through with an RBI single to bring in Buford. And then Austin Rocaforte with a base hit to the left side as well. So it was first and third with two outs and the tying run at the plate in Cooper Hext. But with two strikes, a pitch outside, Rocaforte took off for second, and Rivera's throw there, and Allgaier's tag ruled to be in time. So the Spikes fall tonight by the score of 5-2. And so State College now 0-2 in the second half. Mahoning Valley improves to 2-0, but two more games in this second half opening series. Tomorrow night, a 7:05 matchup here at Eastwood Field. Then on Sunday afternoon, a 2:05 matinee matchup. In the meantime, tomorrow night is movie night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Barbie showing on the big screen with admission free for all fans. Parking just $1 an hour in the Porter North lot per Penn State regulations. But you can purchase either at the kiosk in the lot or by using the Park Mobile app ahead of time, either way. Admission to the ballpark is free, and refreshments are available for purchase. So you can enjoy Barbie under the skies on the big board at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, that 2,739-square-foot video board newly installed this season. And, of course, several great home games coming up Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday this upcoming week. You can find out all the information on Walking Taco Tuesday, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday, Dollar Beer Day at the ballpark on Super Splash Day, and Paint the Park Pink, presented by Mountain Indy Health, all coming up next week in Medler Field, Lebrano Park. Find out the promotions and get your tickets now at statecollegespikes.com. The final tonight here at Eastwood Field, Mahoning Valley 5, State College 2. I'm Joe Putnam. I'll talk to you again tomorrow at approximately 6:50 p.m. here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.